Vi kunde left town in that.
Vi kan vara små och ta en bäst en pöde sig.
Did my buttocks pass here?
Kjære snart, hvor skal jeg springe ham igen.
Something just drifted down.
Det var jeg, jeg der her.
Again he went.
Og der er jeg.
He went a long way and slept.
Okay.
He went a short distance and came to a town. He came near to the boys who were throwing spears or something. Now the people saw him. And they all went up. Tyler asked him, did my buttock pass you? The boys threw spears at it. He reached. Now his buttocks were small. And all torn. By the thrust of spears and sticks. He put them on. And at last they fitted. At last they fit. Badger shall be your name. You who fooled me. Future generations of men will fear your limbs only. You shall not kill birds. Then Coyote went on. He kept on going. Don't you think they made a mistake there? And instead of badger, that should have been skunk?
Something.
Yeah, I bet they did make a mistake, because that's probably skunk instead of badger.
Yeah. This story there, is this story or somebody, some stories from somewhere? What story is this here? What do I mean?
Castlemet.
Huh?
Castlemet. Castlemet story. There were the panther and his younger brother, the lynx. There were the panther and his younger brother, the lynx.
Panther.
Uh-huh.
Little brother. Little brother, my mother.
Every morning, the panther went hunting elk.
Well, his face may have a comment, says,
in the evening, he came home.
He's coming as a waiter.
He told his younger brother,
yeah, so much there.
Don't leave our fire.
Huh?
Don't leave our fire. Yes,
in that case, there's something.
He left him often.
In this case, though.
Then the lynx went to play. And played a long time. When he came home, the fire had gone out.
It was a cowboy behind his
house. He came across and opened the door of the house. There was an old black
person.
She could not see anything. She tended the fire of the grizzly bear.
So that's the disc.
Lynx took a firebrand.
Yeah, so nice, that's good.
And put it down at some distance. The old woman looked after her firebrand. Now she had lost. Then she cried. The lynx looked at the old woman. The lynx looked at the old woman. He took that firebrand and put it back. Now the old woman looked after the fire. All the firebrands were there. The lynx took again one firebrand. And the old woman looked again and found she had lost another one.
The bell behind her.
She cried.
And I...
Now Lynx went out and took away that firebrand.
No, Goliath was in case he back to you.
He swam across.
Jokes.
He came home to the house of his older brother and made a fire. In the evening, his older brother came home. When he came near the house, he smelled smoke. It smelled different. And the panther thought, maybe our fire went out and he stole the fire. Then he said to his younger brother, what did Lynx said, you are a liar, it is the same fire. They slept. Early in the morning, the panther arose and went to wash himself. He put grease on his hair and stayed a little while. Swans were flying there. Then he spoke to the lynx. Go and see why these swans are flying away. Lynx went to see and entered again. His brother said, what did you see? I did not see anything but swans flying away. Because a snag drifted down the river. Then the older brother looked. He saw that a grizzly bear had come nearly up to the house. The panther came in and said, Put that kettle over yourself. That monster is almost here. Then the lynx covered himself with a kettle. The grizzly bear opened the door and stood in the doorway. Who took our grandmother's fire? I will eat him. The lynx became afraid and trembled. The grizzly bear said, give me your little brother. I will eat him. The panther replied, you are talking all the time. Come in. They began to fight. Then the panther said, where are you? The monster will kill me. When the lynx threw off his kettle, he took an adze and danced around. Monster legs are like water lilies. He struck the bear's legs. And then they threw him down. Then they cut his neck and hauled him out of the house. The next morning, the panther went hunting again. He went to hunt elk. And he told his brother, do not go away, or else our fire will go out.
And that, okay, he was in jail.
He went out and the Lynx went to play.
I had interest in playing that play.
Then he thought of the fire.
Oh, yeah, I thought for 2 days.
He went home and the fire was low.
Well, it was just my dear.
He tended over and went out again to play.
My friend, I guess my father died.
Then he forgot his fire.
I thought it was 2 days.
For a long time he played.
I think that was.
Then he remembered it.
I told you.
He went into the house.
I had panic.
But the fire was already out.
I was like a child.
Again he swam across.
About 2 yards.
He went ashore.
He swam.
And opened the door of the house of the grizzly bears.
Oh, hang on, I just make it so long she does.
Now, the old woman had 4 fires.
Huh?
The old woman had 4 fires. He took 1 firebrand and set it aside. Then she looked after the fires. Then he put the firebrand back again. The old woman looked at the firebrands. There were as many as before. Thus the lynx fooled the old woman. He looked often. Then he took that firebrand. He went home and swam across. He came to the house and made a fire. In the evening, his older brother came home. There was the lynx. They slept.
That's good. That's a good idea.
And the older brother rose early.
It's hard to take his place.
He went to wash himself.
Yeah, to wash himself.
In a little while he came back.
Yeah, that's a will.
Swans were flying away. He said to the lynx,
come here, someone's good.
Go and look. The lynx went. And he came in. He was asked, what did you see? I did not see anything but swans flying away. Because a snag is drifting down. Do you think that is a snag? That is the grizzly bear. Quick, hide yourself under that kettle. Lynx hid and put the kettle over himself. Then the grizzly bear opened the door. Who took our grandmother's fire? I will eat him. Give me your younger brother.
I just want to
I will eat him. The lynx became afraid. He trembled under his... He stayed in the door for a long time. Then the panther said, you are talking all day. Come in. We will fight.
Again.
The grizzly bear entered and they fought. They fought a long time. Then the panther said to the lynx, where are you?
My friend.
The monster is making me tired. The lynx threw off his kettle and danced about.
Those brothers and the good eye.
Older brother, the monster's legs are like water at a lake.
And those fellows, Chad.
He hit the bear's leg with blood.
Okay, Chad.
Then they threw him down. They cut his neck and hauled him out of the house.
The bear mouth of Chad and his friend.
The lynx was fast leading the wildfire.
That's right, because something.
The monsters will kill us. For 2 days, the panther did not leave him. Then he went again. The same, the third, and the fourth time.